Do you remember Samboy chips?
Yeah, I do remember Samboys, yeah.
I don't think they exist anymore.
What do you mean?
I don't remember seeing them for many, many years. But I remember Samboy chips.
Do you think they're gone?
I don't know. I think they've disappeared.
Wait, like they were they only a salt and vinegar Samboys? They had heaps of flavors.
There was a heap of different flavors. Literally.
They looked like a cartoon, like a explosion in a comic book, Samboys.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they don't exist anymore. But I don't remember them disappearing. Do you remember Muncheros?
Muncheros. No.
Stuffed Muncheros. They were okay. But Samboy chip. Do you remember
Samboy chips are pretty damn legit. They were like a lunchbox filler.
Do you remember there was that
filler.
Ad that had all the different celebrities saying, hit me slowly, hit me quick, hit me with a Samboy chip? Do you remember that ad?
No.
Red Simons, friend of the podcast, Red Simons.
He is.
He was in the ad for Samboy chips.
Guitarist of Skyhooks, wasn't he?
Yes, that's correct. And,
he could shred an axe.
Yeah. And could eat a Samboy chip better than anyone.
Yeah.
But Samboy chips, I think they've disappeared. I'm going to have to look into that because it literally just occurred to me. I was just like, I want Samboy chips.
They were a bit different to every other chip, weren't they?
Yeah, I think they were thicker. I think they were sliced a little bit thicker.
They were very wafery. They had a lot of wafers in them. Like a little
corrugated.
They were very,
I think the proper word is corrugated.
They were corrugated. And you could like wedge them together like a bit of corrugated tin.
Yeah. Crinkle cut is the, I think the proper word, but I like to call it corrugated.
Well, my mate did a shed in them.
I'm going to message the wife
just
right
to fetch
now and say, can you go get me some Samboy chips? Which I won't, because she's probably pissed at me because I didn't
do
what I said I was going to do. So yeah.
That'll teach you.
So I won't tell her to go get me some Samboy chips. Oh, Samboy chips. R.I.P. Samboy chips.
Yeah, it's been real, man. That's one hell of a ride.
I don't even know if they are. Just continue. They might be still around. Samboy chips, if you're listening to this, reach out to us. And just
yeah, we'll take you.
Get in touch.
Let's rebuild the brand.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to them. But there was also Muncheros. They were like, had a funny shape. They were sort of like,
were they like a cheese sort of snack?
I think so, but they had another song going, you have to munch on Muncheros.
No, I don't know.
What happened to foods having theme songs?
Well, I don't know if you watch enough TV.
I don't really watch any free-to-air TV, so
no,
I don't see
that. I don't watch it either. Yeah. How much would your regular TV networks be struggling right now without streaming?
I think they need to jump on the bandwagon.
Isn't it crazy?
They need to adapt or die, or they're going to go the way of Blockbuster Video, as per one of our previous podcasts.
Yes, which we decided that we could rebuild their... rebuild Blockbuster. Or get another couple of years out of that sinking ship.
Yeah.
You got a new hat.
No, I've had this for a while. It's just on backwards. I literally just put it backwards then.
No, but you normally have the One Industries hat.
No, I haven't had that for a really long time.
Huh.
Yeah, anyway, cool stories.
No, you don't have you know, you just turn that hat that you had around.
Yeah.
You'll notice I'm not wearing a hat today.
Yes, I noticed that.
Yeah. I couldn't find my beanie.
Is that because of your sore ankle?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, the other day, what day was it? Sunday was the first day that I haven't been hobbling around, like, a cripple.
There you go.
Oh, yes!
What? What?
Such a good story, right? So, I'm a bit of a prick, right?
Yes. Oh, I know that.
Not in a ha-ha-ha-ha-ha funny way.
Yeah.
Right? I was like, because I had just hurt my ankle. I went into a servo to get fuel. All my stories happened in a servo.
Yeah.
I went into the servo to get fuel. And because I was limping, because my ankle was tacoed, the lady behind the counter goes, oh, what have you done yourself? And I'm like, oh, I'm disabled.
Yeah.
So she felt, and I just saw her face drop, and I'm like, no, I'm just joking. No stress. It's all good.
You're just using disabled people as the brunt of your joke. That's what you're doing.
No, I'm not. I'm just like,
disabled, I'm deaf. And then she goes, are you? And you say, what? So, I can't believe you did that. You're such a jerk.
No, but don't you think, it's sort of like, well, what if I, what's her right if I limp for her to ask me what I've done to myself?
That's a good point.
I was born this way, all right? So how about you mind your own? Maybe, next thing that happened.
You said, what are you doing? So if you want to be talking about your throat pictures. Not your limping ankle.
Yeah. Next thing that happened to me as well. I was at work and then one of the younger fellas at work, Curtis.
Yeah.
We call him Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
Because his name's Curtis and we go with Kurt Angle. And then we decided that he put my... Because his finishing wrestling move was the ankle lock. And we decided that Curtis put my ankle in an ankle lock and broke my ankle. Kurt Angle. He's a two-time Olympian, but, you know, whatever. Oh. Anyway, he goes, oh, what have you...
Olympian what?
Wrestler.
I'll fight him.
You'll lose. He'll murder you.
Beat the crap out of him.
He'll snap your ankle. I'll rip his arm off. And then he'll give you an angle slam through the table.
Kurt Angle. I'll rip his arm off and hit him over the head with a soggy end.
No, because he'll fold your ankle into
give him a call.
Pythagoras
give triangle. Him a call.
No.
Call him up.
Shut up.
Kurt Angle... This is me
anyway,
calling you out, you little bitch. You and your stupid...
The Chronicles of Curtis.
One man nipple higher than the other man nipple, you wonky Kurt Angle. I'll fight you.
You obtuse angle.
What? Obtuse angle.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
We do the quiz.
Yeah. Oh, I see if you're telling me a story about this pussy Kurt from your work.
No. Oh, yeah, no, that's right. Because he asked me what I did to my ankle, yeah. And I said I'm disabled and yeah. I have a rare bone disease and yeah. then I won't be able to walk by the time I'm 40.
Oh.
And he goes, oh, that's really sad. My uncle's got... And I'm like, dude, no, it's fine, it's fine.
You're such a jerk.
No, but he turned it on me because he started telling me this other story. I'm like, yeah, it's all right. I'm kidding. Okay. So that's my story. I just enjoyed making people feel really, really guilty and bad. How intrusive
does that bitch Kurt want to be to ask you
about my injured ankle?
How dare he? I'm calling you out, Kurt.
How dare he see
I'm
me?
I'm going to beat you to death.
How dare he see me walking around at work fine, then the weekend happens and he sees me not walking fine and asks me what happened?
Mm.
What sort of nerve?
Mm. Yeah. How dare he show concern? I'm going to smash that bitch.
God damn it, Curtis.
So, anyway, when we're not talking about beating up Mitch's pussy, mate, we do the quiz. number one. Oh, when's this from? I don't even know.
The weekend.
Saturday, April 20th.
This is weekend.
April 20th. This is an old one.
April Fool's plus 19.
All right, Dobby's birthday, April 20th.
It's 19 days after April Fool's.
No, Dobby's birthday is April 25th. I mean, Leroy's birthday was April 20th. Oh, he doesn't celebrate anymore because he's dead.
So he's an Aquarius.
Well, he was, now he's dead.
Yeah, I heard it in the horoscope. You'll face death.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you reckon he read that in his horoscope?
You'll encounter a terrible death. Well, he actually threw himself in front of a train, so maybe he was following the horoscope. That's terrible. I can't believe the
horoscope... One-twelfth of the population died that day.
The horoscopes killed my best friend. That's terrible.
Imagine if your horoscope said you'll face a horrible death.
Yeah.
1/12 of the population if you're a Gemini.
I might call them and tell them...
Oh, no, you're not a Gemini. You're just a Holden.
I'll say, 11 years ago, one of my best friends threw himself in front of a train because of your horoscope. Why didn't... So, once I finish beating up Mitch's pussy, mate, I'm going to come around and smash her. Oh, R.I.P. Leroy. See ya.
Bless him. Bless him.
Wow. This is the first time we've had a motorbike question in the quiz.
Hey.
Number two. Which manufacturer makes...
What was question one?
Oh, I haven't asked the first question. I really need to sleep, I think. Number one.
I'll put you to sleep if you want.
Good luck. Once I finish beating up your pussy, mate, I'll smash you. Number one. Kelvin Cordoza...
You couldn't smash an avocado, you pussy.
Kelvin Cordoza Broadus Jr. is a rapper better known by what name? I think that's 50 Cent.
Who? Curtis, the name?
Kelvin Cortazar Broadus Jr.
No, it's not 50 Cent, man. Jay-Z.
Yes, Jay-Z.
Don't switch your answer because I got it
wrong. All right, 50 Cent. Half dollar. Five nickels. Two quarters. 50 cents. Snoop Dogg. D-O-double-G Kelvin. Doesn't really sound as good. Neither is near that one. Alright, so number two, the real question. Which manufacturer makes the CRF1000L Africa Twin motorcycle? I hate you so much. Honda.
Wait, I know it wasn't Kawasaki.
you have like 11 Hondas, and
Honda is the answer. Yes,
yes, that's correct. Number three.
I've got too many bikes. Do you know I have a scooter?
Why is this the first that I've heard about your scooter?
I bought it off Sam Howe.
Is it an actual scooter or is it the
like
Grom?
A scooter? No, not a Grom. Like a scooter, like a Kimco scooter.
Do you have any idea how good scooters are for stunt riding, like monos and circles and stuff? It's so easy on a scooter.
I can't do them. I tried for a bit and then.
You're an idiot. Bring it.
I could do stoppies.
Let's do a sad party video on site somewhere.
Mine's not registered anymore. I'll let the radio go out because I forgot about it.
Even better. We'll do a sad party video. We'll do some scooter stunt ride. I promise I won't break it. We'll just.
I don't care. I don't want the thing anymore. You have it for $300.
Bring it over next time you come over and we'll do some monos because my driveway is
awesome. If anyone wants a scooter, it's not registered. I don't want the thing anymore.
My driveway
is awesome. I'll sell it to Dave for $300. I'll sell it to any of you jerkies for $400.
My driveway is awesome for stunts. We'll do some stunts on it and we'll make a sad party exclusive video. It'll be fun.
Okay, I'll bring it around. I don't care. What is it? It's a stupid scooter.
Number three.
I don't want it. I used to do bottle-o runs on it when I lived in Knox. I don't live in Knox anymore.
Yeah, so what's the point?
Look at Pioneer Bay, where am I going to ride it to? I can't even do 100...
You're going to have to fill the
thing does 75 Ks wide open as fast as it'll go. Jesus.
Anyway, number three.
I'll get run over by some idiot towing a caravan.
Bring your stupid scooter over next time.
Just because my horoscope said you'd face...
Your horoscope?
My horrible scope said I'll face challenges with a caravan.
Exactly.
With a Jayco.
Number three. You're the worst. Number three, which brothers are credited
You'll with making... You'll face Jayco problems head on today.
Oh, Jesus. Which brothers are credited with making the first powered plane flight?
Wright brothers?
Yes. Do you remember their names?
Left and Wright.
No, it wasn't Wright, Wright and
Jacob,
left, right.
Jacob Wright and Phil Wright.
Wilbur and Orville.
Will and Orville. Will and Pete.
Number four, what type of yogurt-based food is usually served with Greek gyros? Got yogurt, cucumber, and garlic in it.
Yeah. So what's the question? What is the yogurt called?
What type of yogurt based food is usually served with that? Yogurt, cucumber, and garlic. You should know that one.
Yogurt based food. I don't understand what you're trying to say.
A food. It's based on yogurt. Is served with a Greek gyros, like a souvlaki sort of thing.
I don't understand the question.
What type?
Yeah.
Of yogurt-based food.
Right. You've already said it's
yogurt. You know
yogurt
what I'm doing
based.
Now? I'm doing the same thing. You know when people are in another country where they don't speak the same language
and they
say something
and
people don't understand them and then they talk slower.
And more aggressively. Yeah.
Type of yogurt-based food. A food that's...
What's a yogurt-based food?
Food based on yogurt. How hard is it to understand? Tzatziki.
That's what I was trying to say.
No, you were. You're the worst. It's tzatziki. Yeah, it's tzatziki.
How the fuck's that a yogurt-based
this
food?
This is seriously like trying to teach card tricks to a dog sometimes. It's really hard.
I don't understand how it's a yogurt-based food. It's just tzatziki.
It's yogurt.
It's not yogurt-based.
It is, because it's yogurt originally, and then they mix cucumber and garlic with it, and then it becomes tzatziki. It's like how cheese is a milk-based food.
What the hell's ranch, then?
What? Ranch?
It's a mayonnaise-based food, is it?
No, it's a house-based food. Ranch. Anyway, number five. Afrikaans is a language that evolved from which West Germanic language?
West Germanic. Can you use it in a sentence?
Afrikaans is a language that evolved from which West Germanic language? That is
Can
a sentence.
Can you use it in a better, more concise sentence?
What,
I don't know.
What language did Afrikaans, like the native South African...
Tongue.
Tongue, yeah. What,
Afrikaans.
What language did it evolve from?
Probably from English.
Well, being West Germanic, I'm going to think like...
German?
I'm going to say
Hungarian.
Oh, no,
it's not English. It's not English at all.
No, it's not. I'm going to say Hungarian.
Afrikaans is a different language.
Yeah.
I thought...
I'm wrong, but I'm on the right wavelength.
Lithuanian.
No, Dutch.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realise it evolved from Dutch. That's interesting. All right, number six.
Oh.
What?
Go back to previous podcasts.
Yeah.
Nikki, who works at Strictly BMX.
Yeah.
He's Dutch.
You're the worst. Number six. Who succeeded Abdurrahman...
He's a Dutch immigrant.
Who succeeded... Does he like eating tulips and salty licorice?
Just skin. And God.
Who succeeded Abdurrahman Wahid as president of Indonesia in 2001? Megawati
Netanyahu.
Megawati Sukarnoputri.
Oh yeah, I was going to say that next.
Number 7. Big Daddy Pollitt, Brick and Maggie are characters from which 1955 play? Don't know.
Sound of Music.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. That's terrible. Number 8.
Have you seen it?
What?
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof?
Nah.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. Number 8. Which country lies between the Netherlands and France? Hey!
Wait. You just said it.
Yeah. That was in another one that we did. Lies between the Netherlands and France.
It's that little gay, like, little weird country.
Andorra?
Yeah.
Was it Andorra?
I think that was what you said.
Belgium.
Oh, God damn it.
Number 9. True or false? The term sushi literally means wrapped up. Sounds true to me.
Literally.
I've been making my own sushi lately and it's fun.
Oh.
It's really easy and it's fun.
So I've been getting lunch, right? Yeah. And different meals, dinners and stuff.
Yeah.
At this... it's another servo story.
Oh, for God's sake.
It is, man.
Do you have a job?
Yeah.
Do you just go hanging out at the servo? You're like Jane, Silent Bob.
On the way back from like Phillip Island or whatever, there's a little town called Bass.
Yep.
Or Base.
Bass.
Base. Either way, both good.
No, it's Bass.
But this one goes to 11. anyway, in there, they've got this little Sushi Express.
Oh, I know the one.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's pretty well known.
Yeah.
And the little sushi lady in there makes inside-out sushi. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I have.
Freaking excellent.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And she makes it all fresh and everything. So I get there and get sushi. Another cash-only business, though.
I really like sushi.
Yeah, I can.
I'm a big fan of sushi.
Yeah.
I've been making sushi myself. I made beef and black bean sushi. That was awesome.
Ooh.
Haley cooked up beef and black bean. I put heaps of beef and black bean in the middle of it and rolled it, and it was really good.
Did we have a joke about beef and black bean or something at one point?
Possibly.
Something about a black bean?
We're pretty terrible, so it wouldn't surprise me. So do you reckon sushi means wrapped up?
I think it is.
I think, it's false. We're both wrong. Shows how much we know.
Sushi literally doesn't mean that.
Nah.
That's a shame.
Sushi is a Japanese word for watch these silly Aussies spend a lot of money on just rice. That's what it is. Number 10. The larynx is a part of which system of the human body?
Neck.
It's not the neck system, though.
The neck system? What is it? Digestive?
I'm trying to think of the word, because you've got recirculatory system, which is your heart and lungs part of the recirculatory system, but your larynx...
Necklier.
Well, your larynx isn't just used for talking, it's used as part... It's a flap. Respiratory system.
It's a flap.
I'll say respiratory system.
Yeah, I'll go with that, sounds good.
Yeah.
It's a flap, isn't it?
Respiratory system, yeah. It looks like a heap of vaginas.
Separates food and air.
Yeah, it looks like a heap of vaginas.
And when it fucks up, you cough.
And the reason your voice gets deeper when you get longer, you know when you play guitar and you hold the string, it ding, at real light, but then when the string's further, it dong, like that?
Yeah.
That's what happens with your larynx. As you get older and taller, your voice gets deeper because your larynx gets longer. And I just thought it was funny because I'm looking at you and you've got a really long neck. So I don't know why you don't sound like James Earl Jones.
A really deep voice.
I sound like a child. I sound like this.
Is that a train?
Yeah.
It's annoying.
Yeah. Number 11. This year...
Is that why?
What? Train. Number 11. This year...
So wait, why did... Nah, that's not that's right, man.
As you get older,
okay,
your larynx gets this, longer and right? Your voice gets deeper.
What about lanky feminine people that have those high-pitched voices?
Well, just because the neck gets longer doesn't necessarily mean the larynx gets longer overall, but that's why your voice is deeper as an adult than as a child. And it's not because your testicles have dropped and it's not pulling your larynx down. It's not connected all the way through, so...
Oh, that's what my science teacher told me. No, it isn't. Let's go. Next question.
Number 11. This year... What was your science teacher talking about your testicles? This year, which tennis player...
It's a very hands-on class.
This is hard.
That's what he said.
Oh, God. That's what you said.
No, wait, what?
This year, which tennis player became the second person in history to claim 100 ATP titles?
ATP? Wait, 100?
ATP doesn't mean tennis to me. ATP means adenosine triphosphate. Adenosine triphosphate is the energy that goes to your cells in your body. Your cells. That's what ATP is.
Yeah.
And then a phosphorus particle comes off and then it becomes adenosine diphosphate and goes back. But
you're listening to Deo's Science Podcast on the Sad Party Network.
This year, which tennis player? I don't know or care.
Venus Williams. Nah. Serena Williams.
Roger Federer.
Oh, yeah.
Number 12.
Roger Nadal.
Giacomo Agostini won his 15 Grand Prix Motorcycle Racing World Championships in which two decades?
70s and 80s?
I think it was 70s and 80s. 60s and 70s.
Damn.
I should have known that. Have you watched the Wayne Gardner documentary on Stan?
No. I can't watch every documentary, Dale.
I haven't watched many, but that one was quite good.
Wayne Gardner.
Yeah. You got two
on
that one.
What the freaking hell is going on, man?
I got four. I think we're just stupid. I think we need more sleep. Not together. But
no, I think that it's the quiz's fault.
Yeah, it's the quiz's fault. It's just inherently bad. So, yeah. Oh, that was fun.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, at least we enjoyed ourselves.
I definitely enjoyed it. But
I had to look at you, so I didn't have much.
Except for that. Having to listen to your stupid stories about servos. So.
Man, I
only fuel up.
Probably, that's the only time I really talk to anyone.
I only fuel up like once every two or three weeks, so I just don't have as many servo experiences.
Yeah, I do a lot of driving, man.
Yeah, I know.
Drive a lot. I'm always in servos. It's like my second home.
I just don't really drive that much these days. Although when I drove to Swan Hill and back, I didn't even need to fill up. I only used 3/4 of the tank driving to Swan Hill and back. So.
Remember that time when I drove to Port Ferry and I stopped to get almond milk and then the lady laughed at me?
Yeah. That was
another service story.
Documented in our The Milk Chronicles episode.
That was in The Milk Chronicles. I've got a lot of my stories do come from service, but I think that's the only time I really talk to people.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Maybe it's because you're horrible.
Maybe it is. Maybe I need to look inside myself. Because looking at myself in the mirror, I think that I'm not that bad. Or not that horrible. But maybe I am.
Nah, I don't know. I don't think you're horrible. I don't necessarily think we're horrible. I think it's just, you get past the stage. Once you get to like your 30s and that stuff, you sort of just get past the stage of really caring at all what other people think. Like, I genuinely don't care what other people think about anything. I don't want to go out of my way to upset people. I know some people who are like that. But I just feel like I'm just happy doing whatever I want to do and what's most fun and best
for my
family.
I'm very content. A lot more content than I used to.
Yeah, good. It's awesome. And I like the idea of people getting to a stage where you're not stressing in life. You're not constantly thinking, like, I really hate the idea of people who have to try to please other people all the time. I think that's really sad.
It's just hard.
Yeah, it's difficult. Like
you're
constantly spinning so many plates. It just seems like a pain in the ass.
You feel like a circus clown.
Exactly. I just, like, as long as my wife's happy, kids are happy, I'm happy, my family's happy, my boss is happy, I'm like, outside of that, I don't really care.
Mitch has his $50. You're good, man.
I don't care about Mitch whatsoever. But
give me my fucking $50.
But it's like how, like, you know, we were talking about in the last episode, how, like, we're getting a lot of people watching the podcast on YouTube and that sort of stuff. Like, I don't really watch podcasts. I don't watch them. I'll listen to them all the time. But I'm like, if people prefer to watch them, that's fine. If people prefer to listen, that's fine. But
that's why we've got the camera, so people can do
exactly.
That.
I was thinking about it because a guy from my work...
Not that we're trying to please you, people watching.
Yeah, exactly. A guy from my work, Colin, he's going to...
It's a byproduct of what's happening.
Exactly. Colin's going to start a podcast soon.
Time to get off our fucking lawn.
Yeah, exactly.
Start a podcast. Get out of here.
But I was saying to him, we were talking about... And he said he likes watching podcasts. And I'm like... Because he has, at his
Did you threaten to fight him? Because you like to listen to them?
Yes, I did. But at his desk... You say,
that's a movie, there's a podcast, you listen to podcasts.
At his desk, he has three computer screens like I do. But nerd. He only uses... Yeah, like, I only use really the middle screen. I don't really need three, but it's handy sometimes. But he has a video podcast like Rogan's or something like that playing on one screen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All the time. Background
and he has his, yeah, and he has his headphones in, listening to it. So it's just there all the time. So he's kind of listening to it. He's sort of half looking at that sort of stuff. Great, yeah. But I was thinking about it. I'm like, even with the podcast, because we were talking today about how many, like, because he's going to get into Dawn podcast. He was going to come on this one tonight, but his wife was cooking a really good dinner and he goes, I don't want to leave. And I'm like, yeah, fair enough. I don't blame you, really.
Yeah.
And
I do, but...
Yeah, I'll hit him. But but we were just talking about numbers of downloads and stuff, and I don't really want to talk about that sort of stuff with people much, but because he's getting into it, I thought I'd talk about it. But I said to him, I go, I'd rather have, like, you might have 50,000 downloads, or you might have 500 downloads of 500 people that actually really care about your stuff and really enjoy it. I'd much rather do something that satisfies those 500 people than something that just makes 50,000 people happy. I'd much rather that.
And Yeah,
I just feel like that's a good way to do it. Like, I think that's why I really enjoy doing this podcast. Like, when we first started, I used to look at the stats and look at how many downloads there was and stuff. Now I'm like,
It doesn't really matter. Like, it doesn't matter at all.
It really doesn't matter.
It's just fun just to come here and just talk shit.
It's not like we're ever going to make money out of this stupid thing. Like, as we've said time and time again,
no one from the podcast is sending us money yet.
Yeah, podcasting is a way... Yeah,
yet.
Yet. As we said, podcasting is a way to, like, waste money and lose friends. But,
they always say, best way to make $1 million podcasting is to start with a billion.
Start with a billion.
Yeah, because you've got to do it properly.
Mm.
Really pot it up.
But I look at it and I go, I think because I don't care, like, I've got a few really close mates that I know, they listen to this podcast and they always message me after every episode and they say they like them and that sort of stuff. I'm like, as long as they're happy, I couldn't give a crap. Like, we could have 10 people listen to this podcast, and as long as those 10 people are listening and enjoying it, I'd be like, sweet, this is worth it. I'll gladly do this. I don't care, man.
I've got, like, a lot of, like, my friends are going, hey, I listen to your podcast. Like, yeah. It was actually pretty good.
Exactly. It's
awesome. I had my friend, I was at the skate park on Sunday trying to ride, and my mate Harrison's like, man, I listen to your podcast.
Yeah.
You're actually a little bit smart. I'm like, what?
Yeah, he had you confused with me.
Oh, yeah.
Your voice sounds different.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have a long neck with the larynx.
And the low testicles. So I go, yeah.
Exactly. Because your science teacher was tugging on your testicles. But, I don't know why.
Do you want to hit puberty at 9?
Exactly. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh. We're talking about a restaurant today that sells, like, real thin pancakes. It should be called attempted crepe. Statutory crepe. But yeah, like I was saying, I don't know why I've gone down this rabbit hole. Good. But I just feel like even if, like, me and you do this and we're having fun doing it, which we do, I don't really care about anything else after that. No. It really doesn't matter.
It just sorts itself out anyway. Like, it doesn't matter. Exactly, like, it doesn't matter what we do. Yeah. It just sorts itself out.
So on that note, give us $5 million.
Nah, you can just give me 50 and they'll shut up.
Nah.
Oh, wait on.
Oh, what? What are you going
to
do?
Just, if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Speaking
of not making any money out of this.
Well, I actually don't make any money out of this.
Yeah.
At all.
Sure.
Mitch comes in. It's a good thing for the listeners.
Yeah.
For the customers. Listeners to have. Yeah. But if you want to save 25% off a new pair of underwear, so that time of the year, your summer stuff's starting to blow out. Do you know what I'm saying?
You must be really aggressive on your jocks. I don't really suffer jock damage much.
No, to be fair, I don't really either.
Yeah.
Go to psdunderwear.com.au. Plenty of styles, ladies, men's. Backpacks, socks.
Wonder if by customers listening to this podcast would possibly get a discount.
They'd save 25%.
How would they do that, Mitchell?
By using the code Mitch2020 at checkout.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
I might do that.
Hey, I'm very happy we do this podcast, man.
Me too.
Cheers. What a feel good way to end the pod.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of talking about whatever the other serious stuff is we talk about sometimes.
In the next episode, I'm going to peel all the skin off Mitch's face and make myself a mask of a stupid person and go into a servo.